How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Greater Nation, we're talking to Larry Ansell. He was, at one point in time, a mobile DJ, a very well-known mobile DJ. But with all the restrictions in place, given the virus, he's not able to get gigs. You know, all the birthday parties, weddings, senior center events, social functions, gatherings. He can't do those anymore, so he's fallen on hard times, and he's currently living with his sister. So Larry's here to talk about a dispute that he had with his sister, and how he's actually homeless right now. Larry, how are you? Larry did want me to mention that the Ansell is spelled I-N-S-E-L-L. He wanted me to make that clear.
That's right. A lot of people assume that I'm a involuntary celibate. But I'm Larry Ansell. And I get a lot of women.
So what happened with you and your sister?
It was a big misunderstanding. My sister, you know, barged into my room.
You mean her room?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you're staying at her place. Or you at least were staying at her place, and she let you stay in a room at her place.
Do you want me to be on this show or not?
Larry, it's just I'm pointing out that it's technically not your room. She just let you stay there.
Well, she came into the room. Does that make you feel better? Are you happy now?
Don't be hostile, Larry. It's just... get on with the story.
My sister came into the room while I was logging into my email account. And I don't know if you're aware, but the new Gmail logo came on the screen as she was entering the room.
Okay, well, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Have you seen the new Gmail logo?
Well, yes, it was once a envelope, I believe, with the letter M on the envelope. And now it's just... the letter M in multiple colors, the same as the Google colors.
Well, when my sister came in and I was logging into my email trying to see if there were any requests for gigs? Yeah, socially distanced mobile DJ gigs.
Oh, so you were hoping that people were gonna be requesting some work.
You can still have a socially distanced wedding, and yeah, I'm certainly willing to play some hits, spin some hits. I just love being a mobile DJ.
Oh, I understand that. So you were looking at your Gmail when you logged in. Your sister saw the new Gmail logo. What's wrong with that?
Well, when you log in, it's a huge letter M that pops up on the screen. And as she came into the room, she saw the huge letter M. And she said, Larry, what are you doing? And I asked her, what do you mean, what am I doing? She goes, are you looking at hardcore, you know, fairy boy stuff? Hardcore fairy boy stuff. Why would she ask that? You keep asking that. You see the logo. It looks like the pride flag. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's colorful, but I don't associate it with the pride flag. And even if it was the pride flag, why does that matter? My sister thought I was in the room looking at guy-on-guy hardcore action. She said, I saw that symbol, the big M with the fairy boy colors. What's the name of the website? It's a big M, so are you looking at Meat Lovers? Are you looking at Meat Lovers? That's what she told you. Yes, she did. And she said, why is YMCA playing in the background while you're on this website? Why is YMCA playing in the background? Well, I had the TV on, and it was President Trump at a rally, and, you know, he was playing YMCA, and he was pretty much, you know, getting down with his bad self. And my sister thought that, you know, the YMCA playing in the background, seeing a logo that she thought stood for Meat Lovers, you know, she just assumed that I'm tugging one off in, as you say, her room. Okay, so she just assumed that you were looking at a guy website with YMCA playing in the background. So she thought that you were, touching yourself.
I'm Larry and Sia.
Yeah, yes, I know, Larry. I don't know why you just chimed in with that.
Yeah, what was that about?
Good times, Tom Lindon. Please.
Well, I mean, it is kind of weird.
It isn't weird. I'm, you know, it should go without saying that as a mobile DJ, I'm a P-U-S-S-Y magnet. Okay, you don't have to be that crass.
Well, I don't have any problems in that area. I am not an involuntary celibate. You know, when you hear the name Larry and Seal, people automatically assume that you're an involuntary celibate, but I don't have problems, and there would be no need to go on Meat Hunters.
We didn't go on a website called Meat Hunters. You're checking your email.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying hypothetically, there is no need for me to go on a website called Meat Hunters with YMCA playing in the background. I don't need that. I'm very, very well endowed.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with anything. So, your sister got really upset because she felt that you were, I guess, doing naughty things in her house. And so she threw you out?
Yes, that's unfortunately what happened.
Well, so what are you going to do? Are you staying at the YMCA now?
Good times, Tom Lindo. Be nice. I mean, not having a place to stay is pretty traumatic.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be interesting if you know, he got thrown out because the YMCA was playing in the background, and now he's actually staying at the YMCA, hanging out with the fellas.
Oh, boy. This has gone off the rails yet again.
Well, that's what you get when you invite someone who has the IQ of a slightly used toilet paper.
What?
Okay, let's just be peaceful and try and get through a great nation without people at each other's throats. If anyone has any tips for Larry having a place to stay, please reach out. We want Larry to have a spot so that he can feel comfortable and he can try and find mobile DJ work.
Why can't I stay with you?
Well, I mean, Larry, I don't really have the space at this time.
So you're just going to use me for a show and not help me out?
Well, I am helping you out. I'm saying anyone who has any information on a place to stay, please contact Great A Nation through any means. On Twitter, email, anything.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but that's not good enough.
Well, what do you want?
I want you to make a bunk bed set for me, and I get to have the top bunk, and then Good Times Tom Ledo is in the bottom bunk.
Why would I need... What's going on here?
Yeah, what is going on here?
Well, I want Good Times Tom Ledo to hear what a real man is capable of, because when all the girls come to the top bunk to scream and cream, he's gonna know that I'm Larry and Sia, and I'm the top dog.
All right, that's very creepy. You want another grown man to listen to you engaging in intercourse, and maybe your sister was onto something with that meat lovers thing.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be cute?